It's time now for letters. Earlier this week, we remembered the pianist Alexis Weissenberg, who died Sunday at the age of 82. He was known for the precision of his playing. One critic even called it chillingly scientific. But pianist Kirill Gerstein, who knew him well, told us that Weissenberg was just the opposite.
I think he was not at all cold, neither as a person nor as a musician. I think there was a burning intensity that you could always sense.
Well, Scott Watkins, a professor of piano at Jacksonville University in Florida, couldn't agree more. He writes this: I had the great honor of a lesson with Mr. Weissenberg in the 1990s. He immediately put me at ease, although I was scared to death. After what seemed like 3 hours of intense work, I glanced at my wristwatch. 40 minutes had passed, and it seemed as if we had covered all of the music. It was an experience that I will never forget, and from which I draw inspiration and courage. His artistry was exceptional, equal only to his humanity.
Now to something light, or as Richard Knox, our medical correspondent here at NPR, put it.
Fluffy, light. It's just kind of luscious.
We are, of course, talking about the Twinkie.
Yesterday, after we learned that the Twinkie's maker, Hostess Brands, had filed for bankruptcy, our science desk decided to run an experiment.
I want to know, if you put a Twinkie into Mountain Dew, will it dissolve?
That's NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner.
And for the record, the Twinkie did not dissolve. It floated.
Well, our little experiment inspired James Wells of Cincinnati to send us this story. He's the youngest of 7 kids and writes, "It was rare that a box of Twinkies went unmolested in my household, so much so that my mom started to hide them in unusual places. Needless to say, game on. My brothers and sisters and I found Twinkies in the dryer, under the couch, even in my mom's underwear drawer. All is fair in love and Twinkie war. However, my mom found the ultimate hiding spot, so much so that she forgot where she hid them."
Wells goes on to say, "It was not until we retired our 19-inch black and white TV that we found the Twinkie graveyard. There, behind the TV, was a Twinkie box with one lone survivor." Now, only carbon dating would have been able to tell us how long that Twinkie had sat behind the TV. The TV had been host to shows ranging from Ed Sullivan to MASH, so we decided that there was really only one thing to do, and it was delicious.
And so is your letter, Mr. Wells. Thanks for writing. To write to us, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
Yahoo! It's Twinkie the Kid! Wow!
Howdy, partners! Come on to Hostess Twinkie Town for some golden sponge cake Twinkies.
Watch out! They're stealing the Hostess Twinkies!
Watch this. Here's your award.
Thanks! creamy filling.
Yep, you get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.